Astros Baseball is brought to you by Ram Shirts. Ram Shirts offers custom printed and embroidered apparel. They offer direct-to-garment printing for small runs and screen printing for larger runs. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Ram Shirts. Go to ramshirts.com for all your custom apparel needs.
Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here's your host, Rob Fontenot.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. The Astros just completed a 9-1 victory in Game 5. An amazing outing by Framber Valdez. Great game by Yordan and Yuli Gurriel, but it didn't start good. Boston put it on the Astros in game two in Houston. They traveled to Boston, and it continued. Let's talk about game three first. It was Jose Urquidy. I tweeted before the game that I honestly believe that we were going to win. I had all the confidence in the world in Jose Urquidy. And he looked very good in the first inning. But you go to the bottom of the second inning, he loads the bases up. Boston gets an RBI single, a fielder's choice, and an error on Altuve. Had trouble picking the ball up. And then grand slam. Third grand slam in two games. They had two grand slams in game two. Grand slam in game three. It's 6-0 in the second inning. And that's after getting destroyed in game two. So how are we feeling? Bottom of the third, they had an RBI single and a two-run homer. The Astros are down 9-0 after three innings. Tucker added a three-run homer for the Astros in the top of the fourth to make it 9-3. Still five innings left. We're not totally out of it. Bottom of the sixth, Martinez, two-run homer, 11-3. Devers added a home run in the bottom of the eighth. Boston wins 12-3, and they take a 2-1 lead. And I'm telling you this, honest as I can be, folks. Honest as I can be. What happens in games 4 and 5, I didn't see it coming. You had Kiki Hernandez. You had all these guys. All these guys for the Red Sox getting hits at will. We go to game 4 and Greinke starts. That's what's going on with the Astros. We have to start Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke goes an inning and a third. He gave up a hit. He had three walks. And he gave up a home run. Bregman had a home run in the top of the first. So after the first inning, we were down 2-1. And the bullpen turned it on. You had Rayleigh, Christian Javier threw three innings, Maton, Graveman threw a couple innings, Presley threw an inning. After Greinke came out, so this was pretty much a bullpen game. Greinke wasn't really the starter, he was the opener. It was a bullpen game, and the Astros go to the eighth inning, and it's still 2-1. Altuve, the hero, it seems like all the time, it's him or Correa. Home run, we're tied at 2, going into the ninth. Castro comes in to hit. He gets an RBI, 3-2. Astros load the bases. Brantley clears them with a double, 6-2. Alvarez RBI single, 7-2. Correa RBI single, 8-2. Tucker RBI single 9-2. Presley comes in, shuts them down. In the ninth inning, Astros win 9-2. It was 2-1 from the first inning to the ninth inning. Or actually the eighth inning when Altuve tied it up. What an amazing, amazing ninth inning. The Astros score 7 runs in the ninth inning. We go to game 5, and Framber Valdez, who didn't even pitch very long the last time out. We spoke on this before that he only pitched half a game. And he was ready to go. Framber Valdez was the 4th pitcher in the playoffs this year to throw, I think it was 7 innings, or more than 6. It was something like that. 6 or 7 innings. Only the 4th guy to do it. He was cruising. One of the greatest outings I've seen in the playoffs. Let's look at the offense. Alvarez had a solo home run in the 2nd. We're up 1-0. He comes back in the 6th, has a 2-run double. We're up 3-0. Yuli with an RBI double, 4-0. Siri brings in 2 runs with a 2 RBI single. We're up 7-0. We're up 6-0 after 6 innings. 7th inning, Brantley brought a run in. It's 7-0. Bottom of the 7th, Devers has a home run, makes it 7-1. Yuli brings in 2 more, and we win 9-1. But we only needed 2 runs. These guys couldn't do anything. They couldn't do anything on Framber Valdez. 8 innings. Our starting pitchers, the ERA was like 25. It was super high. Our bullpen is what's keeping us in the game. The starters can't go anywhere. Even Framber Valdez didn't do anything the first time he started. 8 innings. 1 walk. That is what gets the Astros. They start walking people, and that leads to runs. He walked 1 guy in 8 innings. He gave up a solo home run. And that was in the 7th inning, after shutting them down for 6 innings. 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. 3 hits. 3 hits and 1 walk. Amazing. Alvarez had 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Yuli had 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Brantley had 2 hits. What an amazing game. The most amazing thing about it is the... I'm trying to think of a good word. It's the emotions that you felt. If you felt them like I did, if you felt the emotions the same way that I did after Game 3, after the 12-3 loss in Game 3, you probably felt hopeless. You probably felt hopeless. Because you counted on Framber, because there's no McCullers. You counted on Framber, he lasted 4 innings. You counted on Urquidy. He did horribly. And then you're thinking, who do we got left? Game 4, we're starting Greinke? And then he gets knocked out. He only pitches an inning and a 3rd. And now it's a bullpen game. And a lot of people are misinformed that our bullpen is bad, but our bullpen is very good. Bullpen is very, very good, folks. But it was the grand slams. It was the grand slams, the scoring, the 12 runs, the laundry cart and the dugout. It was hard to deal with. And you go to game 4, and it was pretty exciting because we were holding them. It was 2-1 forever until Altuve tied it up. And that's when we started shutting them down. We beat them 9-2. We beat them 9-1. And we beat them 2 out of 3 in Boston. After game 3, I didn't even think we were going to get back to Houston. I'll be honest with you. I watched every pitch. I watched every out. Love my Astros. I always will. But I didn't think they were going to win. I didn't see this coming. Some of you may, because a lot of you are positive. A lot of you are very positive. Mama, you know what I'm talking about. You're positive. You don't like to hear negativity on this podcast. Robo-umps, that's something people are talking about. Robo-umps, all the bad calls. When the Red Sox lost, they blamed it on, oh, well, this happened. It happened to us, too, when we lost. Lots of things happened. You can't blame the umpires. I don't know how you guys feel about robo-umps. I mean, you throw the pitch, it goes in the strike zone, the guy gets a buzz, bloop. I don't even think we would notice it. But how many times has your team got a good call? And you're like, whoa, we got lucky there. I think it evens out in most times it evens out. We had a play that ended up hurting us where they had their foot off the base, but we didn't challenge it. I don't know why I'm talking about umpires and stuff, but it's amazing. I feel so good. I'm already looking at, I got a code for the World Series tickets. I'm already looking at what game I want to go to. I'm pumped. I'm jacked. As low as I was after game 3, I don't see them beating us. But the only thing is, folks, the only thing you got to look at, who's going to pitch? Who's going to start? Urquidy pitched game 3. He's it, right? Who else do we have? Luis Garcia? Luis Garcia's been bad. But we're going to have to look at that. We are not going to go to the World Series unless Luis Garcia or Urquidy can pitch. But if you looked at the game with Greinke, if you looked at what happened there, Dusty, have somebody ready and make it a bullpen game. If these guys, I mean, like in Urquidy's game, it was 9-0 after 3 innings. Don't let it get like that. When Luis Garcia pitches, have somebody up. Have somebody ready. Think of it as a bullpen game. I have all the confidence in these two pitchers, but be ready. Luis Garcia's hurt. Who's going to pitch? Is Urquidy ready to go? Luis Garcia ready to go? He was injured. He left the game injured, and now is he okay? Dusty hasn't named a starter, but who's it? It's got to be one of them two guys. Dusty doesn't listen to this, but you got to treat it. This is my philosophy, guys. Treat it like a bullpen day. Have somebody ready. Don't let it get out of hand. Don't go down 9-0. The guys in the bullpen have done their jobs. The guys in the bullpen have done great. So have them ready. Have them ready. That's all I got to say. The Astros are off tomorrow, traveling back home to Houston. Game 6, standing room only. Everything sold out. You're going to have to buy it off the black market if you wanted to go to the game. World Series, if you get the early codes, I got one. I'll get one tomorrow at noon or something like that. That's your chance to go right there. But I truly believe the Astros are going to the World Series. I don't have any doubt, but all I know is one of those two guys, they have to win. They have to do good. I have more. I don't know. I had so much confidence in Urquidy. What happened? What happened to that guy? But the thing about Garcia is that's happened twice to him already. So did Urquidy have a bad day? Did he get overwhelmed? I just thought Boston was this machine, this team that got hot at the right moment. They weren't the best team. They just got hot, and it was their year. But the Astros quietly and calmly turned things around. They have control of this series. Hopefully Atlanta beats the Dodgers. I don't know how you feel. I'd love to beat the Dodgers, but I'd rather take away their opportunity to beat us. If they don't make it, no matter what, they can't beat us. That's how I look at it. As sweet as it would be to beat them, I don't want them having a chance to beat us. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. Thanks to Amy Montez Fry, the voice of, not really the radio, but the stadium, Whataburger Field, Corpus Christi Hook's PA announcer, for doing the Ram Shirts commercial at the beginning of the podcast. Thank you to Ram Shirts. Thank you to everyone listening. Go Astros, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Be sure to subscribe to be alerted when there's a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter @RobFontenot.